Monday night, Chaf Zion, Chaf Ches, Tammuz, whatever it is. And we're in Shmaitza Gimel, what?
Chaf Zion.
Tomorrow's Chaf Zion? Tomorrow?
Tonight, tomorrow.
It's Orla Chaf Zion, Tammuz. All right, Nehemiah's birthday was Sunday. Chafei Chabab Chaf Zion. Shaya Moshe is tomorrow. I would have seen you Shaya Moshe on his birthday. Anyway, we're in Shmaitza Gimel Perik Tesvav, and we are in the middle of the following issue, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you have a Sofek Nevela, you make Kisui Hadam without a bracha. Obviously, you don't make Kisui Hadam if it's a Nevela, if the Shechita was improper. Now, the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch says it by Sofek Treifa, and by Sofek Nevela. Sofek Treifa means the Shechita was fine, but maybe the animal's a Treifa. And Sofek Nevela means maybe the Shechita was not fine and it's a Nevela. So the Bach says, whoa. Bishlam was Sofek Treifa, so it was a Vadai good Shechita, and now you have a Sofek. So you have a Sofek, so you make Kisui Hadam be Sofek. But when the Nevela is besafek, when the Shechita is besafek, meaning you don't even know if the Shechita was good, so now you have your Cheskos Eina Zvucha, and you have a Chazaka, you have your Cheskos Eina Zvucha. So what are you saying? Avada, you should not have to make Kisui Hadam at all because of the Chazaka. That's the Bach's point. The Pri Chadosh argues with the Bach. The Pri Chadosh argues with the Bach and says, certainly, you have to make Kisui Hadam Misafek, and he brings a raya from a famous a case in Chulin where a Cherishite of a Kotan are shechting. Now, according to Rav Meir, you assume it's an Avela Mamish with all of the ramifications, and you don't have to make Kisui Hadam Misafek. Because Rov, they mess up, and you have a Rov, and they mess up. Rabbanan Achaylin. So there's two questions that the Pri Chadosh asks and the Shach. First of all, okay, Rabbanon don't have a rov. That's very fine and dandy. But it's at least a Safek. So then, why don't you go Bosa Chazaka? Why do they say, yeah, it's a Safek and you have to make Kisui Hadam be Safek? I have a Chazaka. So that's the Pri Chadosh's taina on the Bach. First of all, from Rabbanon. And second of all, from Rav Meir, it's the same type, it's the same raya, really. It's just like another way of saying it, so to speak. That the reason of Rav Meir is because you have a rov. So it's mashma if you didn't have a rov, so it would not be an avela, even though you have a chazaka. And Rav Meir says, because you have a rov that they mess up. So it's mashma if you didn't have a rov, so you don't assume it's an avela. And you do make Kisui Hadam Misafek, but if the Bach's right, you want to make room for brownies here? Pesach, you want to move over there? That's like where he always sits. So you have according to Rabbanon. So that's the Pri Chadosh's raya from Rabbanon and from Rav Meir that the Bach is not correct. Now, why the Bach isn't correct, he doesn't explain. But the Bach should be correct. So we'll see. The Shmaitza sticks up for the Bach. And he says, Avada, the Bach is correct. Okay, you have these questions. So he says, I don't understand. Tosfos discusses this. Tosfos discusses it. Tosfos discusses, what's the reason of Rabbanon? I have a Chazaka. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, Tosfos says that what you really have, according to Rabbanon, is a Safek if Rov Ma'aseihen mess up or Rov Ma'aseihen are good. He said it's weird, but apparently you do have one or the other. That's what Tosfos says. The Shmaitza later, which we really touched upon, now we're just reiterating to bring us up to date, the Shmaitza later will either compare it. It's not 100% clear. We'll learn it again today. Melinadu. Shmaitzer calls it a sfeika d'dina. It's not clear to me yet. Maybe we'll see today. We'll get clear when we learn it. If he means it's a sfeika d'dina mamish, as if, I don't know what that would mean. Chari have a sofek if most of the time they mess up, and most of the time they do good. I don't know why you would call that a sfeika d'dina, but I understand Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos Teretz is, just logically I understand Tosfos Teretz, where meanwhile I'm giving a synopsis outside the story thus far, like when you're eating a cereal and you get the next week, they give you like the story thus far. The story thus far in Perek Tesvav, not in the whole Sefer, just Perek Tesvav. I'm happy so far at this point to just say, it's very logical to me, if maybe Rove mess up, maybe Rove is good. But Akoponim, if Rove is good, then the Chazaka, Shena Zvucha, is wiped out. If you have a suffix, maybe the Chazaka is moot. Maybe the Chazaka has been obliterated by a Rove. This Rove obliterates Chazaka. So you can't use Chazaka. That would seem to be Tosfos Teretz. The Shmaitzer will elaborate on Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. And that's really what we're in the middle of. But Tosfos Teretz seems to be, I'm happy learning Tosfos Teretz, that you have a suffix which way the Rove is. So you can't use Chazaka to help you with that suffix, because, again, on one side you don't need the Chazaka, and on the other side you don't have the Chazaka.
But couldn't it also be looked at that from the Rove perspective, depending on if it's a good Rove or a bad Rove, whichever one, that the Rove actually has a Reisa, that you really can't use it to offset the Chazaka?
Why?
Because you don't know what it is.
No, you don't know which Rove is correct. I guess that's why he calls it a sfeika d'dina. You don't know which Rove is correct. You know that there's a Rove, you don't know which. We don't know. We don't know which is the correct Rove. Again, compare it to, I don't know, most, pick a Rove. That's not clear. You say most kids from one-parent homes, I don't know, do poorly in school, and there would be a reason, because they're from one-parent homes, it's very tough. Or, some studies show that most kids from one-parent homes do better in school because they have to try harder and they want to break out of the cycle of poverty, chles, I don't know, whatever. Like, you would have a suffix. Some studies show that most kids, do more poorly, and some studies show this way. So you don't know which is the road. The Pella is that a Ruba the Lesser, come on, has a force of nature, what do we call it, has something in the Teva, something in the dynamic of the Bria, that's the definition of Ruba the Lesser Kamon. So Lachora, we're dealing here with a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. So you would have to, it's not really a question of, it's like a question, maybe that's why he calls it a Sfeika d'dina, because you have to say that, you would have to say, for Tosis to make sense, that each Rove would have a force of nature behind it, even though they're two contradictory roles. But that's not so rachok. Why? Because Rove at a time they mess up, certainly we could see that. Shechita is a very difficult process. Do it well, you gotta be a real expert. You're dealing with a chayri shayit of katan, so most of the time they mess up a shechita. The other side has a certain logic too, also. Because again, if they go shecht, it means someone taught them, someone trained them. Let's say you have a Down syndrome adult even, let's call it. And you can teach him to be a sheikhet. You could teach him certain things. He's high functioning Down syndrome, and you could teach him to be a sheikhet. So you could say, most of the time he'll mess up, or you could say, no, he's probably trained. Maybe he's even better trained than a regular sheikhet. Okay, that's not so logical, but maybe he's more one-mindedly focused on what he's doing like an ADHD person. No, that's the opposite. Maybe he's like so intensely involved in what he's doing, more than the average person, that could be distracted. I'm just saying Nairisha things just to show that it is possible that you could have two roads in contradistinction to each other, but again, they're each a Ruba de Lesser. We don't know which one is true. But each one would have to be a Ruba de Lesser Kamon for this whole thing to make sense. And remember that a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, by definition, is a robe that's created by a certain force in the Teva HaBriya, the way the Briya functions. So it's Lechora, at first glance, one would think it well nigh impossible. So the thing is not true. It's not true. It's like saying most kids from lower incomes. One study shows that most kids in lower income families do more poorly in school, and certainly there's a logic to that. We would understand that. And some studies show that kids in lower income families do better in school, and there's a certain logic to that too, that they come home and they want to get out of this, you know. There's no logic to it.
So far the Vlad is a Metzius. Do they do better or don't they do better?
It's a Metzius. So
collect all the school grades of the school. Pay,
if I had a shekel for every time the newspaper said there are conflicting studies showing
everything.
This, I would be a very, very rich man. So how could there be, you're right, but how could there ever be a machlokas or a suffix in the Gemara? We're talking that there's a suffix. Now, the Shmaitzu, in a few minutes, will call it a Sveika Dedina. I'm not sure what that means. That sounds like it sounds like if there were different studies, then I could call it a Sveika Dedina, because it's like, who do we paskin like? But Taisus doesn't imply that there's different studies. Taisus holds that they're mesupik, which way is true. The Shmaita called it a Sveika Dedina as if I'm making it like into a marshal. But the way the Shmaita describes it, it truly is that way. What do I mean? I would call that a Sveika Dedina. Some studies show that most of the time they mess up, and some studies show that most of the time they do good. So which study do we paskin like? So that's a Sveika Dedina. So I said it just as a marshal, but the Shmaitzer maybe learned like that. That when Rabbanon sat down to determine, some Rabbanon came back with a report. I don't know, because he calls it a Sveika Dedina. I can understand it without it being a Sveika Dedina. To explain why Chazaka doesn't work, I understand it on its own merit. That you have a Suffolk rove, which way? So the Chazaka is wiped out. Now, I think the Shmaitzer learned like that also. The reason he switches over to Sveika Dedina is because of what I'm about to say. The Shmaitzer then, so we're up to Tosfos. Shmaitzer says, what do you want from the poor Bach? Tosfos asks the question, what happened to Chazaka? Hey, what happened to Chazaka? And Taisa says it's a Suffolk road. Which way is the road? Now the Shmaitzer, Mr. Shmaitzer, compares that to Trey, not going. Trey means two witnesses against two witnesses. The immutable force meaning the immovable object. So there you don't follow Chazak. So if the Shmaitzer compares that to Trey, he compares Taisa's Teretz to Trey, not following Chazak, which means that the Shmaitz's understanding of not following Chazaka by Trey follows along the same lines, that you don't know which witnesses are telling the truth. If it's these witnesses, you don't need the Chazaka, you have witnesses. If it's the other witnesses, the Chazaka is obliterated. Who cares about Chazaka if there's two witnesses saying Fakert? So Mela, it's the same thing. Then he says, but there is a man, the Omar, that by Trey we do follow Chazaka. Meaning, we look at it that the two Edim, we'll call it,
cancel
I don't want to go into it. They cancel each other out, we'll call it, and then you follow Chazaka. Again, the only reason that's possible, probably, is because of the nature of Chazaka. We go back to the judo principle, which is that its weakness is its strength. The fact that it doesn't deign to tell you what really happened, it just tells you, like, how to keep on trucking, so that allows it to be valid even by tray theoretically. But then he says, so then what? So then he says, that's when he says his, that's when he drops his bombshell, that's when he calls it a tzveika d'dina. He says, even if you will follow Chazaka by tray, but, and therefore, l'chora, it would be logical to follow Chazaka when you don't know which rov to follow. So he says, no. Because not knowing which rov to follow is like a sveika d'dina. That's what he calls it, a sveika d'dina. And by a sveika d'dina, you can't follow Chazaka, because the Chazaka doesn't... that's what he compares it to. And that's what we're going to start now from. He brings down a Tosfos in Bava Basra. It's really only one sheet then, Tosfos. You know, anyway, he's patching up, you know. So he's bringing down Tosfos in Bava Basra. Holds that by a sveika d'dina you don't follow Chazaka. Now, let's talk about it, just the theory of it. Sveika d'dina, in other words, apparently Tosfos holds like this. We're going to discuss the theory of it. If I have a suffix, if the get, it was a good get or not, if I have a suffix about the story, so it's funny. So Chazaka, although it doesn't address the story, it doesn't address what happened, but my suffix is, so Chazaka says, assume she's still an Eishes Ish. It's not a steerer to the story. Like, you could follow Chazaka. It says, assume her status is still one of an Eishes Ish. So, indeed, that will force you to sort of officially conclude what happened. But the main psak is treat her like an Eishes Ish, but it's in line with what your suffix is. But if there's a machlokas, if we paskin like Rabbah, or if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbah or Rabbi Yochanan, thank you, or Rav and Abaye, if a suffix who the din is like. Again, we're explaining Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos says that you can't, he just throws it out almost as a given, even though other Bali Tosfos argue. But Al Kaponim, that sheet that Tosfos throws it out almost casually, that you can't use Chazaka by a Sveika d'dina. So again, I'm explaining now Tosfos. The Svara of Tosfos seems to be that although Chazaka never addresses the issue, but I'm using my own words now, I don't have the right words maybe, it's in line with the issue. It makes sense, you know, you don't know what happened, so you don't know if she's an Eishes Ish or not, so you follow Chazaka, and Chazaka says she's an Eishes Ish, let's say, so you assume the get fell, you're not, but if there's a mach, but if there's like a Shiloh, if we paskin like Abaye or like Rava, like Chazaka, I'm not going to play a role. Chazaka, she's an Eishes Ish. That will force us to conclude that we paskin like Rava. Like that. that doesn't make sense. It's almost like you have a something who to paskin like. You, Chazaka can't address. Again. Yeah, again, but it's, there's a subtlety here, because Chazaka never addresses the issue. It always addresses the status.
There is no status here, right? There's no status quo.
Well, no. It always addresses, is she an Eishes Ish or not? And it means status quo. It always addresses the status. It addresses the totsa'ah, the bottom line. What is she? Tenacious Ish or not. So Chazaka addresses that. It never addresses the issue, the question. It doesn't address, you know, you want to know if the mikveh had 40 soul or not. So Chazaka says the person's becheskes tamei. So that doesn't address if the mikveh, but it's in line with that. In other words, what was your lotion? There's a common, like it fits into that box. It's in that box. The Chazaka says you're tamei. But that's not the point. The point has to be that after you use Chazaka, you can go back and say, so we'll be forced to conclude that the mikvah did not have 40 saw at the time. You could do that. That's not an illogical thing to do. The sentence is not irrational or illogical. Say, since Chazaka tells me to treat her like an Eishes Ish, so Chazaka tells me she's an Eishes Ish, and I'll be forced to conclude that the mikvah was chasar. Yeah? Tosfos holds, it doesn't work for a Sveika de Dina. It just doesn't work. You can't say, let's say you have a machlokes, even the Rishonim, you have a machlokes Rashba and Ritva, if in a certain case a woman's an Eishes Ish or not. So you're going to say, okay, there's a suffix how we paskin, like the Rashba or the Ritva. So I'll use, this is what you would have to say. I'll use Cheskes Eishes Ish. I don't know if she's an Eishes Ish anymore or not. Because according to the Rashba, she is, and according to the Ritva, she's not. Okay, I'll use Cheskes Eishes Ish, and I'll say she is, and I'll be forced to conclude that we paskin like the Rashba. That's absurd. It's absurd. Chazaka will let me assume the mikvah's chaser. It will let me assume that the get fell here, even though it doesn't address it, but it will let me assume it like through the back door, so to speak. But it can't let me assume that we paskin like the Rashba, like it just doesn't work. Whether we paskin like the Rashba or the Ritva is not going to be determined by a Chazaka. Like, so b'meila Chazaka can't do any, it can't do that. So that's the pshat in Tosfos.
What's the other side? Is there another side? I'm saying this is Tosfos.
Yeah.
Somebody else says that it can't?
The other Bali Tosfos.
So what's...
You mean, I explained this so well, you want to know what the other Bali Tosfos is. I would suggest that the other Bali Tosfos hold that, and maybe this is a very tremendously big yesod, that it doesn't have to be reflexive. You don't have to go back and say, and therefore I will assume the mikvah's chaser. It just says, tomei. I don't know. You're asking a good question. We're going on the side that you could use Chazaka by Trey or Trey. So you're asking, how could Chazaka... Yes, it could. Why not? Of course it could. Because it's not being Mavarer. It's just... All right. You almost caught me there. Because it's not being Mavarer. It's not telling me... It's not clarifying that the get taka fell here. It's not... It's just telling me... Okay, I will now conclude, but it's not proving that it's so. It can't. Chazaka can't prove that it's so. Chazaka doesn't prove anything. But so therefore, it will force me to conclude that these witnesses are the liars and these witnesses are the truth tellers. At least according to this sad that you follow Chazaka by Trey or Trey. But again, by a Sveika de Dina, you can't even say the words. It forces me to conclude that the halacha is like the Rashba. Absurd. How could anybody be chaylik with that? Maybe there's a tzad that the Chazaka doesn't have to be reflexive. I could just leave it, cheskes eishes ish, cheskes tumah, because we'll see in a moment, and now we'll understand. The Shmaitz is about losing my voice. Look at that. Look, I already can't talk. What happened now? What? No, it's I'm straining my voice. I should be talking in a very modulated pitch.
Drink.
No, no, no. I have to go speak right about mitzvah. Oh, there's probably a mic. Okay, anyway, the Schmeitz is about to say something very difficult, but according to what I just explained, it's not difficult at all. The Schmeitz is about to show that by Yosveika the Dina, so you don't follow Cheskas Morakama, because you don't follow Chazaka. But you do follow the Muchzak. At the same time, the Din is you follow the Muchzak.
You don't follow Chazaka?
You don't follow the Cheskas Morakama. If it's Karka, you don't follow Cheskas Morakama, but you let the Karka stay where it is. So the Chora, why one and not the other? But now we understand it perfectly. The Shmaitza holds that Cheskas Morakama is a regular chazaka, so it has to be reflexive. So in a Sveika Dedina, you can't follow Cheskas Morakama. But the chazaka of I'm holding on to it, you can't take it away from me. That for sure, we've said 100 times, doesn't have to be reflexive. Cheskas Momin in the sense of Muchzak has its own dynamic. Call it possession is 9/10 of the law. I'm holding on to it. You can't take it away from me unless you have a good proof. That you could say b'makom sveika d'dina, because that because mama does not have to be reflexive. I'm making up a word, reflexive. It doesn't. You don't have to turn around and say so. Probably that's what happened. Because mama is its own like world, its own castle in the air. I'm holding on to it. So that's why by karka. Chazaka is never a bearer, but what we said is if you hold, you don't say Chazaka by Sveika Dedina, it means that even though it's never a bearer, but it has to allow you to say, therefore I will assume X, Y, Z. It's not Mavarer X, Y, Z. Again, I will assume the mikveh did not have 40 saw. I will assume that the get fell closer to him. Cheskas Momin doesn't have to say that. It just says, yeah, nah, 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 nah. It just says, yeah, you can't take it from me. And therefore, the Shmaitz is about to prove his point by showing that you don't follow Cheskas Morakama by a Sveika Dedina, but in the same breath, he says, but you let the person sit on the karka, and you can't take it away from him. But that's the pshat, what we're saying now. By the way, and we'll stop with that because I'm sinking fast. What the Shmaitzer assumes, to say pshat and tesis, is that Cheskas Morakama is not a Cheskas Mamon, but it's a regular Chazaka. So it has to be reflexive, and you don't say Chazaka by a Sveika Dedina, and therefore you award it to the Muchzak. That's a very famous Sefer Kunchus Hasfakus, written by the Tzaisa's brother, that we're going to learn one day. It's a Shembeli Nedim. When we finish Maitza and Tzais and Nesivus, so maybe we're going to learn Kunchus Hasfakus. You'll bring your great grandchildren to that Seder. So it's a very famous, he starts off with this question: is Cheskas Morakama a Cheskas Momin? Or is it a Chazaka de Meikara? So now we know very well what that means. Is it a Cheskas Momin? In other words, we view the Morakama as the one holding on to it. Who? Possession is 9/10 of the law. Who has possession? The Morakama. Karka, you can't hold on to Karka. You can't embrace the Karka. So it's the last previous known owner that we see as being the muchzak in the karka, but it's a regular cheskas moment. That's the other side, is that it's a chazaka de meikara, like everything. He was the owner, so we'll maintain the status quo till we know differently. If the Shmaitz is cheshbin, that we'll see it inside tomorrow, he assumes that cheskas morakam is a regular chazaka de meikara. and therefore you cannot say it b'moko masveka the dina.
It's not on the land, isn't somebody who's like living there or working it?
Not with the Zamora.